What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And let's see, getting some other stories up here. Okay, we're getting a confirmation now that Dianne Feinstein does not want to resign her Senate seat, but is going to step away from her duties on the Senate Judiciary Committee. So we'll see what's going to happen on there. But anyway, let's see. I already talked about the cattle here. We're still hearing about climate change and global warming and, you know, we only have a few weeks to save the planet from Greta Thunberg or something like that. But there was kind of an interesting little article that came on out of the Wall Street Journal, no less, and it said that worrying about climate change has been around for a very, very long time, going all the way back to the beginning of this country. And apparently, you know, Thomas Jefferson was concerned that all the clear-cutting of the forest to create farmland might change the temperature. So it's something that's sort of been around for a very, very long time. And, you know, we're here. We're still here. It's not a problem. All righty, 512-248-8252. There's been an update on the January 6th case. And it, the FBI is now admitting they had 40, that's 40, undercover agents inside the crowds at the Capitol building on January 6th. And apparently they were causing problems. The Gateway pundit identified 20 different incidents and operations involving these undercover agents that were there to cause trouble and turn a peaceful protest into an insurrection. You know, it's an instant insurrection. Just add water. All right. Now, Joe and Hunter Biden are over there in Ireland, and Joe is over there celebrating his Irish heritage. And Hunter Biden went with him. But it turns out that among the various other business activities that the Bidens were into included business in Ireland. And back in 2011, Eric Schwerin, president of, I'm looking for the company name here. Basically sent Hunter and then CEO Devin Archer an email containing the Sovereign Wealth Fund Institute's current list of top sovereign wealth fund, which are state-owned, and their rankings at the time. Now, something else that has come on out from those leaked documents is that the U.S. Has a contingency plan if Vladimir Putin should pass on. And, yeah, that's kind of a reasonable contingency plan to have should he be, you know, shot down or assassinated or whatever. But apparently there are these four wildcard scenarios about what might come to pass in the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. And it's not clear from these leaked documents just what the U.S. intends to do in the event of Putin's death. But they are concerned about Ukraine taking a hit on the Kremlin, and that may be the reason that Biden refused to send longer-range missiles to Ukraine. Okay, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that, you know, the old saying, no generalization is worth the damn, that there's always exceptions.
Yes.
I agree with you that many people suffer paradoxical reactions to drugs, and SSRIs have been on the market for at least, 30, 40, 50 years? At least that. So while there are some people who go crazy on them instead of being pacified, I think the majority of people, from what I know, seem to be benefiting. Otherwise, there would be tons of class action lawsuits, and that would end up with them taking it off the market. But I wanted to make one other, if you don't mind, there's another comment I'd like to talk about, and that's warfare. I heard a couple of radio show hosts discussing, well, there's no real war front. We're not really organized. We can't really go to jail. We know that it's not one particular group that's taken over or hijacked the U.S. or all the governments, that it's a bunch of crazies here and there. Have they not heard of guerrilla warfare, where you surreptitiously attack individuals that are highly responsible for destroying a wonderful nation? You don't need a war front, you know, a front line where everybody goes to the, you know, you fire at each other.
You're talking a decapitation strike.
Yeah, yes. Or what Israel is great at doing. Decapitation strikes, exactly. Take out the individuals that you know are responsible for poisoning the body politic. You know who they are. We know their names. They're the decrepit old 90-year-olds that are simply no longer human. They need to be taken out so that, call it removing the cancerous tumor so that the body can survive. There must be people capable of quietly, in an organized fashion, removing those who are responsible for poisoning the entire healthy body politic. That's all I have to say. And if I were a man and I were 20 years younger, I wouldn't be sitting back here worrying about it, regardless of whether I can get over the border with or without a vaccine, a so-called vaccine.
Yes.
Anyway, I will. I think I've said enough for now. Watch me never go over the border again. Okay. Talk to you later. Bye for now.
All right. Bye for now here. Before we take our next call here, I do want to clarify what's going on here. When Layla says, well, you know, if there were that many complaints, they'd pull the drug off the market. Drugs do get pulled off the market if there are enough complaints. Okay. The way it works on out is the pharmaceutical companies, if they are being sued by people adversely affected by their medications, is they pull out their little calculators and say, you know, subtracting what we have to pay in these lawsuits, are we still making lots of money with this product? And if the answer is yes, they just keep on selling it until somebody makes them take the product off the market. Sometimes products, you know, get past FDA approval. They get into the marketplace, and it's only then that it's determined there is a major, major problem. All righty. So 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Sherry in Kansas. Hello, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I got to admit, I agree with Layla. You go, girl. Mike, there's a author that Deanna Spingola had on several years ago that he had done a lot of research on white slavery.
Yes.
In America. And he lived on the East Coast and went to high school at a time when there were still some books in the library that were written in the 19th century when the authors were a lot more candid. But
yes.
He said that when the white people first came to America in the 16th century, that there was like 200 to 300 miles of forest between the coastline and the Appalachians, and that most of those were cut down by white slaves, you know.
Okay.
But anyway, I have a book about a earthquake or a volcano that went off in late 2015,
mm-hmm.
or 15, and it was in Indonesia, and it ended up putting so much crap up in the air. And the book is like, it's titled 1816, and
mm-hmm.
then it's got a subtitle about the climatic things that happened all around the North Hemisphere, you know. And he dwells on America and Europe.
Yes.
And it was very interesting, you know, but it caused two growing seasons in America, I think it was one part was cold and dry, and one part was cold and wet.
Okay.
You know, I can't remember which one it was, but it really hurt people being able to grow food, and because, you know, they were living hand to mouth. Basically, what they were growing was what they were eating to get through
yes.
the winter. So, you know, a volcano going off, and I guess the closer to the equator it is, the more it's going to, you know, like a volcano that goes off in Iceland's not going to affect the northern hemisphere near like one that goes off close to the equator. So
I think you had that backwards.
No, actually, that's what they said in the book.
Okay.
But I do know that there was an earthquake or a volcano that went off in shortly, you know, before the French Revolution. And some people think that that is actually affected the, it went off in Iceland, and that affected the food supply in Europe.
Well, when the Icelandic volcanoes erupt, it can adversely affect farming in Europe and even in North America. Anyway,
yeah.
Sherry, thank you for the information.
All right. Bye.
All right, we're going to let you go here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Pardon me. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm calling about the Pentagon leaker, but before I go to that, you know what? We used to call someone who would dress up in a bizarre costume, maybe had on like a wig and lipstick or a dress. It was a man or vice versa, and went and shot up some people. Killed some people. We used to call them psycho killers.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they are. What's the organization that oversees the psychiatric medicine field? They're called the American Psychiatric Association? Or?
I think that's it, yeah. They're the ones who write the book every year that says that normal human behaviors are all mental illnesses for which we have very expensive treatments. The one I thought was really funny was when they said that people who want to eat healthy food are suffering from orthorexia nervosa, and we prescribe six Big Macs.
Yeah, everything normal is abnormal to these people.
Yep.
That all started in the 70s, I think. But, anyhow, that guy, that airman that got those documents, hey, at least I was right on this one. I always trust my instincts. They were legit. And there's this guy that came out on RT. He's a frequent contributor. He comes out on Crosstalk. His name is Maloof, M-A-L-O-O-F. And he's
okay.
Quote-unquote, former Pentagon insider. And he was downplaying the whole thing. Oh, it's totally fake. It looks like it's fabricated. But he wouldn't stare at the camera. You know, he wouldn't even look at the camera. He was looking to the side the entire time. So that his body language and his eye language told me that he was doing damage control. So, they're legit. And this guy, you know, he's going to get slam dunked.
Oh, yeah.
Guarantee it. And they're going to slap this onto the onto that act, the Restrict Act. You know, there's more fuel for the fire for that one. You remember Sandy Berger? Back in the, he was in the Clinton administration. I think he was the National Security Advisor.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he went to the National Archives after 9/11 and tore up documents related to 9/11 and stuck them in his pants and his socks, whatever, and tried to sneak out, and he was caught.
Yep.
But he didn't do any jail time. He didn't do any jail time. That's the status of our government there. And that's all I got. I just wanted to give you a call. Say hi.
Well, hi.
Okay. If you want to elaborate any further. Okay, I'll let the next caller come on.
All right. All right. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Charles in St. Pete. Hello, Charles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to be brief. I just saw a thing on the truthseeker.co.uk about an interview with Naomi Wolf by the Hillsdale College and series, a film series, is very interesting. It says, what an internal Pfizer documents reveal. What's in the Pfizer documents? That's the one that they wanted to conceal for 75 years, and judge finally released it.
Yeah.
When Naomi Wolf, she's a feminist writer, you know, I was surprised. I was agreeing with a lot of things she's saying about, you know, the whole thing is a mask or set up a police state in United States and Canada. She was mentioning about Canada. And, you know, they should look at the truth seeker, interview with Naomi Wolf. It's very interesting.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with her.
Oh, yes, I am. Very much so.
Feminist. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's about all I had to say. I just wanted to draw everybody's attention to that interview.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom. I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. There's three requirements for the investment of the production houses in an actor. What are they investing in? Somebody that's camera ready, script ready, action ready, correct?
Yes.
So that's a lot of money that they put on to an individual. That's why the production houses had me come down in the 90s and discuss with the prime actors the way to keep themselves camera, script, action ready. That meant primarily getting them off of the animal foods. Now, what am I talking about? You're referring to the fact that we are vaccinating the livestock? Well, guess what? That has always happened. When I came out of high school in the 50s, my first responsibility in veterinary pathology was to take the blood and do the evaluation and then vaccinate the animals that are in the food production system.
Yeah, but what's different now is these are new mRNA vaccines, and, you know, we're seeing like 18% of the cattle just drop dead from the shot.
That's not a new experience, let me tell you.
Okay.
The difference is the concentration or the doping of the animal. And if you super dope them, instead of having it titrated out, or, you know, like a tea, now that instead of giving you the tea, they're giving you the tea bag. You understand what I mean? In other words, the concentration.
Yeah, I get your reference.
So that has been always the practice. Like I say, in the 50s, when I just left high school, my first responsibility was to evaluate and then vaccinate livestock, cows, chickens, pigs. So anything in the food system has always had to be medicated. And that is a reality. That's why I don't touch any animal tissues. And that's why Columbia, Paramount, MGM, Fox, you name it, Universal had me come out and speak to their prime actors because they wanted to keep them healthy and as a good investment. When you put out $500,000 a day just for half a day shoot or even less, you don't want to have the actor call and say, oh, I can't come today, I got a sore throat. So the film industry kind of keeps this as a trade secret, and you know that.
Well, you know, there are also medical personnel on movie sets that are there to deal with small accidents and illnesses, vitamin B shots, that kind of a thing as well. Anyway, listen, Tom, we're going to have to take a commercial break here. Thank you very much for the phone call. 512-248-8252. Why don't you call on in? Let's talk about some current events.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And welcome back to our show. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mostly these psych meds. They have people on, you know. I know in college, a huge percentage of single women in their 40s that never had kids are on SSRIs. I think it's like 40% or something.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And then, you know, these kids, I think it was like 80% of the moms that have their kids on these drugs, it's like they're drugging their son because they're usually divorced, you know, and they just can't control their son, basically. So they, you know, it's mother's little helper.
There's nothing new on that. Back when opium was a legal drug to sell, I mean, they literally sold tiny capsules of opium for mothers to give to children to get them to go to sleep at night.
Wow. Huh.
Yep.
That would be tricky there. Yeah, that'd be hard to guard that pharmacy, though, if that stuff was legal today. But, it's just, Well, and then I saw a commercial like 20 years ago where if your kid was on these and they grew breasts, call this number because they had a big lawsuit. Somehow it made boys grow breast tissue.
Yeah.
Like a side effect. So, you know, it's really child abuse. And, basically all of these school shootings are on it, and CNN. All these networks are funded by the drug companies. And Clinton, I guess it was Clinton that got rid of that regulation, right? So they never even used to be able to advertise on TV. Putin, you know, when you talk about abortion and adoption, I mean, Putin, I think, when did he ban adoption to the United States? Like 15 years ago or something. And, I support Putin. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the American family has been so destroyed, and the psychological and pharmaceutical experimentation they're doing on kids. I wouldn't let Americans adopt kids at all from Russia. You know, I'm trying to think of a country that would be like, what gives Americans the right to think that we should be adopting anybody from any other country? You know, I mean, I'm sure a Vietnamese mom would be a better mom than the average American mom.
You know, that's always kind of bothered me. That's always kind of bothered me, seeing these commercials on TV about, you know, adopt a child from somewhere on the other part of the planet. And we have so many abandoned children right here in the United States. Why can't we not be taking care of our own?
Right. And even adoption itself, why? Like, if you don't have your own kids, that's fine. Maybe if the kid needs to be adopted, but you shouldn't have these people expecting to be able just to adopt a kid. You know, it's kind of like an industry of these. And especially now with the gay marriage and the homosexual, you're going to have, you know, like tribes of gay men adopting sons and all this kind of weird stuff. It's like, I just, the whole adoption industry, I bet there's a lot of corruption there. I know that even some of the
I imagine you're correct on that one.
I know in Haiti, I think when they had that hurricane, I think some of these Christians, now I don't know if they were guilty or what, but they were accused of basically taking people's kids, you know, these aid workers and stuff.
You mean after the big earthquake?
Yeah, yeah. There's something fishy there with this whole, you know, why are all these people thinking you don't have a right to adopt a kid. Like, if you were a healthy society, there would be really not many kids to adopt, right? Like, theoretically, if we were a healthy society, you wouldn't really be able to find a kid to adopt because they would be in a family already, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a weird thing, this whole adoption, but especially with the gay, I mean, I don't know if they allow single guys. Can a single guy go adopt a teenage girl and stuff like that? I mean, they've had, you know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so why do they have, you know, and I think that's why Putin didn't let it come to the United States. I just feel like, you know, as a culture, we shouldn't really be allowed to adopt kids at all. Like the whole world could look at America and say, no, we're not going to allow adoption there.
Okay,
you know?
Well, Dan, I'm going to have to let you go. We've got to take another break for commercials here. Okay. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show here. And we have open lines, 512-248-8252. Tom in Utah recommended drugawareness.org. And we're going to go to Layla in Canada. Now, Layla, you know, we normally have a one call per caller per day rule. I'm going to pass it today, but just, you know.
Yeah, I know the rule. I just wanted to add something to what Dan was saying about adoption, because it reminded me of what happened in early Israel when they started forcing the Jews from the Arab countries to come to Israel. A lot of them came, and the Ashkenazi Jews, who considered themselves the supremacists, the white supremacists, decided that they couldn't allow the Mizrahi, the Arab Jews, to keep their children because they would raise them like savages like themselves, and it would downgrade the quality of Israeli culture. So they used to kidnap, steal those babies and the young children. They would tell the parents, "Oh, your child is sick. We have to take it to a hospital for treatment." Months later, the parents would say, "Where's our baby?" "Oh, the baby died in the hospital." Many years later, they found the children And the parents, when DNA testing became the norm, they were able to find each other and discover that many of these children had been kidnapped. And eventually Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper, was able to open up the files and discover that these children had been intentionally kidnapped. And even when the parents asked, where's the grave site of our baby, they never gave them any information. The other advantage was that they needed to justify their stealing Palestine. They needed some genes from the indigenous peoples, and by taking the Mizrahi Jews and incorporating them into Israeli culture, they said, there, see, here's some genes that are similar to the Arab genes of the local people. And that was also the advantage, of course, that they could use them to hide amongst the Arabs and become instigators of certain crimes and say, well, it was an Arab who did it. So the corruption in Israel, they used to have a three-tiered society. It was actually written on everybody's identification paper. The first level was the European Jew, then was the Arab Jew, and then was the Arab himself. And then others had no identification papers at all. They were simply savages and animals. And further on the subject that that Peter reminded me of, in terms of Peter from L.A., he was absolutely right about the Israelis killing teenage children, boys especially, and mm-hmm. stealing their organs. I never knew what was happening. At the time, I used to receive a newsletter. I finally stopped reading it because it was too painful. Parents would have to fight bitterly to get the bodies of their children released to them. Finally, some of them did manage, through the Supreme Court, getting the bodies of their children back, and their organs had been removed. Now, when I heard Peter talking about the scam going on in New York with the Israelis and the rabbis even being a part of it, I put it together. That's why those children were being literally killed and their organs taken from them. It's an obscenity. And anyway, that's the Israel that is now becoming exposed for what it always has been. So thank you for this opportunity to advise America that you too have been scammed. Dear God, act on it before you lose your own children. Do something. Anyway, that's all I can say.
All right. Well, thank you for the info. Thank you for the call. And, yeah, there is a lot of cruelty out there in the world, unfortunately. And it's kind of the downside of the age of the Internet is that we can't go along pretending that everything about this world is sweetness and light. We just can't. Anyway, a little bit of news to sneak in here. Apparently down in, I think it's Florida, they just passed a six-week abortion ban, and DeSantis is expected to sign that. Anyway, 512-248-8252, we're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I think I've talked to you about this before because you like children.
Yes.
But I remember right here in this house, watching Christian TV, and people in Ukraine were saying, would you please pray that Russia doesn't come down here and try taking over this country, because what they'll do and shut our orphanages down. And apparently Americans were adopted, couples were adopted like entire families. But I never understood where those kids come from. I know that Chernobyl, that's how they say it, that probably a lot of people did get irradiated. And maybe they died, but their kids didn't. If you have plenty of iodine in your thyroid, it won't bother you as bad. Like the government bought up all the iodine when Y2K was threatening to, you know, cause nuclear war because we couldn't control everything and just be out of control. So I
Well, fortunately, Y2K was just another one of these booga-booga scare things that, you know, the media likes it because it increases viewership and readership. But there was never really a danger.
It did a lot of things to, like the hospital over here. They didn't do a thing. And I don't think their pharmacy was ever right after that. they didn't even know who the patients were. It was just a mess. And my friend, they did a test to see if their, you know, their backup worked. And she was up in the air about 6 or 8 hours before they could get any electricity back to make the bed come down. So some things did happen. It's just that, it won't happen again. But I remember we took some of those orphans in over here. Because I remember the children being bald-headed, just like any woman who has a cancer and loses her hair. So I think that there was the Chernobyl back then.
Okay.
So maybe that's where the orphanages came from, but. I don't know why they would make them shut them down, meaning I don't know what where.
I don't know. It doesn't really make sense to me either. Again, it could be just the charity using scare tactics to try and increase donations.
They weren't asking for money. They were just asking for prayer that Russia wouldn't come down and try taking over Ukraine.
Okay.
They just said, please pray that we can keep these orphanages because Americans will adopt whole entire families of kids. It's better if you have your brothers and sisters living with you than one at a time or something.
Okay.
So I'm telling you what I remember because I don't remember anything else about that time, but I sure do remember that happening because I had trouble getting that TV in the kitchen. Cable didn't want to put a outlet in there, and I sure remember it. So all the stories are not always true. I hope we don't have to worry about that here. I hope we don't have to worry about a nuclear war here, but it's very scary right now.
It is. It is very scary.
It's a catastrophe now before the government tries to buy it all up for themselves. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you for the phone call here. And actually, it is easy to get potassium iodate, online. And as I mentioned before, my concern is yes, nuclear weapons might be used in World War III, but the indications are that the U.S. government is planning for World War III to be a biological war. And I don't know what we have to defend against that, especially if whatever they're using on the battlefield decides to mutate uncontrollably. All right, we have some open lines here, getting close to the end of the show. 512-248-8252. Tom in Florida, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mike, how you doing today? Good day to you. Mike, I just want to say, there's a lot of weird stuff going on with these LGBTQ people. They're basically calling them the rainbow people now. That's number one. You got to call them rainbow. I guess that's their new nickname for LGBT. You better call them a rainbow person or you get in trouble. And then you also got somebody brought to my attention. Now they have a commercial where it's Tampax, that they're using a biracial a transgender guy to do the commercial. What do they know about tampons, Mike?
It's ridiculous. It is just getting totally ridiculous out there. Now, what we're hearing from Anheuser-Busch is that top management had no idea this was coming. You know, that this was all this idea of this vice president who'd come on in and wanted to rebrand the beer. And while Anheuser-Busch's public position is we support what we're doing here. Apparently, the top management was completely taken by surprise, and they've paused all new campaigns for reevaluation. So, yeah, they're going to back off on this.
What, Mike, what is it? They lost $6 billion? Am I hearing that right? $6 billion? They devalued the beer company?
Yeah, more than $6 billion. Last number I heard was $6.65 billion loss of valuation, and it's probably not going to stop there.
It's starting to sound like Walt Disney World, Disneyland.
Yeah.
Look, they're ready to go belly up. I'm telling you, all the people I talk to, they will not go to Disney World. They boycott it. They're boycott. Like one caller said, you got to boycott all these criminal institutions. Because they're sick. They're sick, Mike. And then, you know, you got these LGBT people out. You better call them rainbow people. Or, you know, they want to get in a fist fight with you. I don't know what's going to happen to this country. I tell you, man. It sounds like it's off its rocker. But, yeah, Mike, here's the reason I called, too, though. I don't know if you saw the news today about the illegal immigration again. Have you heard about the latest, Mike?
I've seen several stories about illegal immigration. Are you talking about the illegal immigrant who let a woman burn to death in her car?
Oh, that's one of them. Yes, I was going to bring that up too. Yes, yeah, that was sick, Mike. That was sick, and it was an Afro-American male. That was the husband. I don't know if you saw that, Mike.
Yeah.
So now that got a little time on CNN. That's what I'm saying. It was an Afro-American male. And it was an Afro-American woman, but if I believe it was a Caucasian woman, you wouldn't even saw that on CNN, Mike. Okay? So I just want to throw that out there. But here's what you would not hear about it, but now you're hearing about it, even on a couple other networks. But here's what I'm talking about, Mike. These illegals in, I believe it's New York, are costing the city of New York, if I'm not mistaken, I heard $36 million a month. How are these people? So who's paying that, Mike? $36 million. And everybody's trying to flee New York. The whites are fleeing out of here in droves. They're coming to Florida, Carolina. They're fleeing. They're leaving the state, Mike. They're uprooting the whole New Jersey. They're just leaving. And like I told you yesterday, Mike, you got these Africans coming from Congo and Somalia into Portland, Maine, Mike. What is the story here? Why would you bring those people to the coldest climate in the country? They're not used to that in the Congo, are they, Mike?
Nope.
Why? I mean, you're bringing people from Africa, so it was super hot, to a climate where you're freezing. Was this an experiment, Mike? Can it be an experiment? Maybe the government's trying to experiment? I mean, I don't know what to play on this. Is it trying to see someone... It maybe could change your pigmentation or something. Who knows what's going on here, Mike, with these weirdos running our government? And, Mike, you never hear about white South Africans trying to get over the United States. What's the story on that, Mike?
It would almost make sense that they would want to do that or maybe go back to Great Britain.
Yeah, you'd think they would want to either go to Holland or Great Britain or they'd want to come to the United States. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I heard there's 5.3 million white South Africans left in South Africa. Why wouldn't they just, you know, they're being surrounded by, 30-some million blacks. So why don't they just bring them to the United States? Put them in Kansas or put them in Ohio or somewhere. You know, I don't know. The whole thing is a experiment, I think. Like, I'm starting to realize a lot of this stuff is experimental. And, you know, Mike, Soros has yet to be arrested. He runs around spending all this filthy money he's got. Corrupting people, trying to buy votes and everything, and you got this guy bragging about how he's going to get Donald Trump. Right there, Mike, that guy should be locked up, and the Congress needs to lock this guy up because he's breaching everything that's American about this country, you know, Constitution.
Yep.
And this guy brags, you know, brag how I'm going to get Trump. He's at Al Sharpton's headquarters, bragging to Al Sharpton how he's going to get Donald Trump. Oh, Donald Trump has got to bring that ad up, Mike. This guy bragging Al Sharpton's place wherever he has in Harlem. And Donald Trump will win it hands down by the opinion of the American people. Because Al Sharpton's none but a poverty pimp, Mike. He got rich off other people's and lying, conniving with trying to bar Raleigh and all these lies that he's telling all those years. Remember Jerry? You remember Al Sharpton used to weigh 330 pounds, Mike. You remember that, right?
I remember that.
Now he's down, I think, 100. I think I heard he's on 165 pounds, something crazy. Hey, what does he smoke? What does he smoke? Crack? I don't know what's going on, man. I tell you what, Mike, seeing all this stuff that I'm hearing and, like, with LGBTQ and all that, I just don't know what to make, Mike. And, you know, Mike, nobody's ever talked, after the Floyd incident, nobody's ever talked who brought all those bricks in these cities, these big pallets of bricks to smash out all these store windows. Has anybody ever been prosecuted about that, Mike?
Nope, it was just one of those mysteries that happened, where the trucks showed up and the bricks and sticks were offloaded and the trucks left, and that was basically the end of it. The whole thing was being manufactured. I mean, we're learning that more and more about January 6th, the Boston Marathon bombing, and so forth. Anyway, listen, Tom, I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Hold on.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today, and we're talking with Tom in Florida. And Tom, what else would you like to talk about?
Well, yeah, Mike, on these LGBTQ, if you get it wrong and they're they or them, or he or she, well, what happens if you call them and they get really violent when you're mad at you? So what would you call them, Mike?
Well, dangerous.
Great answer, Mike. Great answer. I mean, now it's like, you know, Mike, like I told you a couple months back, if what would happen if you called one of those LGBTQers a queer, Mike? Could you get in trouble for that?
These days, you can get in trouble for just about everything. That's, you know.
Okay.
I'm just not going to worry really about it anymore. I'm just not going to worry about it anymore.
I hear you. I'm confused because, you know, they run all these ads now, and the whole country, Mike, I tell you, the morality of this country is just shot out. Let's hope for the best, be for the worst, what's going to happen with this insanity. But, yeah, Mike, another thing I would like to talk about, and this is all real serious matter now. Now, China, Mike, as you well know, wants to take over Taiwan. Taiwan's producing all our semiconductors.
Yes.
So, Mike, what will happen if that does happen? What do you think Europe will do along with the United States to China? What will actually be the modus of what they're going to do to that country if that does happen?
Well, you know, what they should have been doing all along is looking for alternate providers for the chips. And I understand that Apple is shifting much of its iPhone production from Taiwan over to India. And certainly, you know, for reasons of military security, we should have a lot of chip manufacturing facilities here in this country. We do have some, but obviously nowhere near enough.
Exactly. I believe, Mike, I believe the real war is going to be between India and China economically in about 20 years. That's where the real war is going to come from. India and China, they have such massive populations that they're going to go at it with each other, nuke, and they're going to nuke each other, I think. That's my opinion. And if they go after Taiwan, Mike, I think they'll do something to Japan. And if we all know, hands off on Japan. Nobody can touch Japan, because if they do, they will get annihilated.
Yes.
Especially by the United States. There'll be nuclear war. If anybody messes with Japan, I do believe that's the end of the world. In my opinion, one way or another, it'll be an economic disaster. It'll be a however disaster you could think of. But Japan is the linchpin in the whole Pacific Rim. That's my opinion. So
okay,
see how it goes. And Australia also. But anyway, Mike, thanks for taking the call. And I'm still confused about what's going to happen here with this bumbling idiot. I don't know if he's going to run for president, Mike. But if he does, and he wins again, God help us all, because we couldn't go another.
What do you mean win again? He didn't win the first time. You know, let's be honest about it.
Yes.
Well, Joe Biden keeps saying that he wants to run in 2024, but he's not ready to announce his decision yet. I imagine he's probably getting a lot of input from Democrats who don't want him on the ballot because he's a liability. And we're seeing, apparently, a movement within the Democratic Party to get rid of the old guard, as it were. And that may be coming to bear.
AOC,
as well.
Mike. They want AOC, Mike.
There's the music. Thank you for the call, Tom. We're at the end of the show. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Peter Serafine is taking the microphone today. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. Support us at this time. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. Aloha, America.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.